Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that discusses nonprofit organizations in our area. This month, Zach Huffman met with the staff members from the low-cost spay and neuter clinic in Noblesville.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
From celebrities to nationally broadcasted public service announcements.
And the coolest cat of them all.
For the past 10 years, the Noblesville low-cost spay and neuter clinic has been making an effort to help control the pet population. Darcy Kurtz is the community outreach coordinator for the clinic, and she said that the pet population grows this time of the year.
We really make an extra effort to help people get these outside cats fixed before the population just, you know, explodes.
The clinic does on average 5 to 600 surgeries a week, while each surgery lasts between 5 to 15 minutes. Over the past year, the clinic has started scheduling pickups at locations all across East Central Indiana. The staff will meet animal owners at a central location in the community, picking up the pets and returning them later that evening after the pet's spay or neuter procedure.
You know, we're trying to make it just as easy as we can for people to get their pets fixed.
Vicki Bevins is the executive director for Muncie Animal Rescue Fund, where every animal they receive is spayed or neutered.
That is the answer to controlling the animal population.
Kurtz has worked previously at a shelter that euthanizes animals, and for her, the choice is easy to spay and neuter pets.
I know firsthand what it's like when your shelter runs out of space and you have to decide which animals are going to live and are going to die the next day. Spay neuter is the best way to prevent animals from simply being killed in shelters for space.
For more information about pickup locations or its Noblesville clinic, you can visit the Low Cost Spay and Neuter Clinic online at lowcostclinic.org. Zach Huffman, Community Connection.
You can revisit this episode and catch up with all of our previous editions at any time at our website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.